Sefer Charedim, he brings down, it says, Rotsa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakes Es Yisrael, Leficho Chirba Lohem Toiro Mitzvahs. So what is Rotsa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakes Es Yisrael, Leficho Chirba Lohem Toiro Mitzvahs. Well, it helps. Now we have a lot of mitzvahs. So we'll do a half. I think if I count it, we'll have one mitzvah, maybe it will work out. Yeah. One mitzvah you could keep. Two mitzvahs you could keep. The noshim. Easier for them. Yeah, we have 27 to do mitzvahs. So he brings down from the Rambam that the Rambam is a nupshat. It stems with it. I heard it a couple of days ago. That the Rambam learns that every person has to have one mitzvah shleima. And if you have one mitzvah shleima, you zoich ala olam haba. Now every person has different mitzvahs that could work out for him. So if lama zogim, learning will be the most important mitzvah, yeah? Some people, they think they're not cut for learning, yeah? It's cut at a different time. But they bal tzedakah. And there's another guy, he davens vasiki, that is his mitzvah, he davens vasiki, yeah? There's another guy, he petach hamor, that is his mitzvah, he does it all over the world, yeah? Everyone has his mitzvah, I don't mean nothing specific, but yeah, everyone has his mitzvah. One mitzvah, one guy, mezuzahs, he's all into mezuzahs, one guy kibudav, by him kibudav, doesn't make a difference what it is. This is the Rambam. And the Sefer HaCharedi, and the Fayemi, then that was the sugya, that is Manda Omar that says that a person could go to Gehenna only if all of him could go to Gehenna. Rashi explains that every mitzvah can get one Eva, and if you have one mitzvah, so you don't go to Gehenna. So the Foshim explained it in the Rambam, doesn't mean if you did one mitzvah. If the finger is full, you have a schus not to go into Gehenna, because we can't put everything in Gehenna, because the finger doesn't have to go into Gehenna. But not to go in Gehenna has to be a real mitzvah. This is the Rambam's Mahalach, and Rotsa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakes Es Yisrael. Zog B'Charedim, I'll give you a mashal. Zog B'Charedim is a tree that fell into the water. If you come and you grab the whole tree and you try to pull it out, you would never manage to pull the tree out of the water. But if you put your hands on one of the branches, a salad branch, and you will pull, you could maybe get the tree out. But if it's a huge tree, and you try to pull it out, you should make it. But if you focus, take one place that you see that there's a piece, hold on your hands, maybe you can take it out from there. So it's the same thing. When a person has one mitzvah, so that mitzvah brings them closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. He right away finishes it. The next shah, of a Ravad, the person has to know that he has to keep Kol HaTorah Kulo. It doesn't mean that Hashem gave only one mitzvah, and now if you do that mitzvah. But to keep you close to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to bring you to a place that no one else could come, you have to have one mitzvah that you do b'shleimus. If you have one mitzvah that you do b'shleimus, that could bring you to a different place, that could bring you to a different mokim. That is the tzura, that is the inyan, and this is the charedim. And Gemara says that one of the Amiroim says, "Tasingly that I never went on a damas without tefillin." One Amiroim says, "Tasingly that my father never went on a damas without tzitzis." So he says, "That Amiroim, by him tefillin was his mitzvah." Was one Amora that sits by him was his mitzvah. Everyone has his mitzvah, that mitzvah he does completely. And through this mitzvah he connects to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the Mele, he keeps his whole shaykhis to the Yiddishkeit. So I had, it was 6 years ago, 7 years ago, I had a chavrusa with a shaf with a bacher. We learned Sefer HaCharedim. So we learned this thing. Next week he came, I asked him, "No, you picked the mitzvah already?" He said, "Not yet." So I said, "So we'll learn it again." So we learned the 3 pages, I think it's Perek Mem or Perek Mem Zayin. No. So we learned it again. The next week he comes, "No, you picked." I said, "Not yet." Like this, 4 weeks. We're learning it shtar. After the 4th week, was a bocher in Shir, he learned years ago in Shir. His father passed away. said in Shiva and Neve Yaakov. So I said, I'll go to Menachem Ovel. I finished the room with him, we took a taxi to Neve Yaakov, we came to Menachem Ovel. Came to the, his father was 50 years old, and it said, and the Levi, and the sign, Shmel was Nifter, Ben, Pliny Almoini, Hashem Yinkom Domoi. So I read this in the sign that the grandfather was killed. Now, if his father is 50, so his grandfather was killed only 50 years ago, not before. Right? Yivamis, it's Pasha. Yeah. If Yivamis, you can't figure it out. So don't learn Yivamis, yeah? The guy was lived 50 years ago, so if the guy was is only 50, his father has to be killed less than 50 years. So it can't be in the Holocaust because it's less. Holocaust is 60, 70 years. 80 years really. So because I came in, you know, I was sitting in another room, cold blankets, so there was no matzah. So I asked them, I see that it says in the song, and I had to say something, that the grandfather Hashem in Kamdoma. What was the story? It's not just to say something, yeah. She said, you really want to know? I said, yes, I mamash want to know. I said, you really want to know? I said, yes. She said, I will tell you exactly, but listen carefully. Says my father had fruit. He grew up in Buffalo. I don't know if you know where's Buffalo. It's in the end of the world left. He grew up in Buffalo. Not fruit. His father had a drugster. And his father was stabbed and was killed. He was 17 years old, my father. And he started to look around. He had some kashas on Yiddishkeit. He came to Eretz Yisrael, he went to Eshatera, he went to Mendel, he said, I have some kashas. He said, learn Gemara for 2 days, then we'll answer your kashas. My father said, no, I have kashas. If you don't answer my kashas, I'm not learning Gemara. Back and forth, his father got up and went back. He came. And came to visit in the city, someone, his name was Meir Kahana. I don't know if you heard about it. And he gave a speech. And my father was very inspired from the speech. And he went to speak to him and he said, I have some kashas in Yiddishkeit. He said, no problem, I will answer all of your kashas. He answered all of his kashas. His father decided to become frum. He didn't become a Kahana guy, but he became frum. He started, you know, he didn't have nothing to live. It was a neighbor that took care of him, a Jewish, I think not frum neighbor that took care of him. But he needed a shtickel parnasa, you know. So he was a mashgiach kashas. Somebody taught him that long as before. I'm relying on the hechsher there, yeah. But it was Moshgiach Kasher. So sometimes he had a shift the whole morning. And he did his kasher, he would daven mincha with tefillin. Because in the morning he didn't have time to put on tefillin. He'd come into shul, put on tefillin quickly, 5, 6 o'clock in the afternoon. One day he comes in, and the Al Tayyid comes over to him and says, tefillin mincha? So he said, I forgot to put on shachas. He said, yeah, David, I forgot that he put on tefillin shachris. He was embarrassed to say that. So the guy said, he picked up his arm, he showed him his number from Auschwitz, and he told him that when I was in Auschwitz, I never missed the day of tefillin. But I couldn't put on tefillin. So I had one place. There was another place that was a guard, and I had to take the garbage from point A to point B. In between these two places was one place where they couldn't see me. And that place I put on tefillin every day. Every day. And if they would see me, they would shoot me. I managed to hide the tefillin, and I would take the garbage from point A to point B. And it was one place that I was not in between both guards. I was now in Auschwitz. Main time I was trying to figure out where was that place. I didn't manage. It's a huge place, but this is what he did. It was one place. There he put on tefillin. And you kid, you say that you forgot to put on tefillin. My father got so removed. That's what his bocher is telling me in the shiva. And he decided tefillin is his mitzvah. He didn't know the haredi, but tefillin is his mitzvah. He went to the Rav of Buffalo. And he said, this is all the money that I saved. Come, we'll buy tickets. We'll go to Borough Park. I think it's Eichler, a store there or something. I'm not sure the name of the store exactly. And we'll buy the best tefillin. I said that story in that day when I came back from the I said a vaad, and in the vaad was sitting the son of the Rav of Buffalo. And he said he knows from his father the story that this person took him to buy, was a young boy, 17, 18 years old, paid his ticket to go to buy tefillin. So this, I knew the story is true. He bought tefillin, and my father was makpid to wear tefillin all of his life. And he bought a special tefillin. That was his mitzvah. Tefillin was his mitzvah. Never, never give up. Tefillin was his mitzvah. So then he said, my father got married, and he came to El Tzisoil 2 weeks ago. My father-in-law passed away. He also lived in Bochum. So my father went to America. He was there for 7 days for the Shiva. When he finished the Shiva, the guy that took care of him when his father passed away also. So my father stayed, and he decided to help to the Kvura. You know, who was there, where the guy's from, I don't know exactly what. And he owed him a call, he was like a father for him. So he did all the taira, he did everything, he finished 10 o'clock. The levaya was 1 o'clock. 12:30. But the maizi, he didn't put on tefillin yet. So he decided he would drive an hour, put on the tefillin, and come back. All the rabbanim told him, "Yo'isek b'mitzvah, ein lecho isek b'mitzvah gadol mizeh." After the levaya, he will put up. He said, no, it's my tefillin, my lab. He drove for an hour, he put on the tefillin. Came back, he stood in the levaya, he said, you know how much I cost, I told you I owe this person. He got a heart attack, collapsed and died in the place. Smart. The last mitzvah he did, he put on the tefillin. Okay, we got a message that a father passed away. So the Chabad Kaddisha asked us, where will you want to? And that day, Harazesim was expensive, Amnuchas was cheap. Now it's fakir. So his older brother said, 2 weeks ago, before my father left, he said, you know, if I die, I would love Harazesim. So they called. They couldn't find, now you can't find a place in Amnuchas. Yeah, but you couldn't find a place in Arazes. Chabad Kaddisha said, there's one guy that is buried on his own, there's one caver there near him. We don't know where your mother will be, but if you want, we could give you that caver. They decided. They put him there. They buried him in that caver. So, one of the members of the family, you know, kids don't go to Dubai, and decided he wants to know near who his father is laying. So he went and took a picture. Who is the caver nearby? Is that old man that told him about the tefillin from Auschwitz? He's laying there. That is the caver. That is the caver near him, is the caver of the guy that put on the tefillin. But what I'm trying to say is, yeah. Well, partially it decided tefillin is his mitzvah. Hashem will make to die mitoch tefillin, amaze mitoch mitzvah, nichas lechayi lo mabo. To meisa nefesh to put on tefillin. The other person that was meisa nefesh 6 years in Auschwitz, they're together because they were makpid on mitzvah tefillin. It's very important, especially when you're young bachlim, to try to take on a mitzvah that becomes your mitzvah. I will explain. Once I gave a drasha, okay, I'm taking on sukkah. Make sense? I said yes. You sit in the sukkah. Then you take out and you don't drink outside the sukkah. Then you makbid on sukkah's chazanish. Then you never go to a place for a trip, and you stay in sukkahs. Then doesn't make it if it's cold, you get an oven, you make it hot, then you learn Mishnah Sukkah. Then you make a big sukkah with water, with sleeping. That is your life. When you die, you need that. You ain't a say, Ar Zayde, sukkah is by him, then you know you got to the place. There's a guy that takes on Shabbos. Now again, it doesn't mean that the first time he's first by him, half an hour before Shabbos, he doesn't do Malacha. That's the melacha. Then he starts by him Suda Shabbos, no newspapers, doesn't get up. I want this the Shabbos, speak with the Shabbos. Yeah, Shabbos by him is Eilike Shabbos. He learns the halachas. No kulis on Shabbos. No kulis on Shabbos. Doesn't make a difference where he is. There's bustle, the dogim, and wine, and grape juice, three sudas. He has special sacks for Shabbos, special yarmulke for star, special pajamas for Shabbos. Again, I'm not saying in 1 minute. The guy thinks in 1 minute is Golish. It's not a point if you have the money and out of the money. I remember, was it Kufa that Shabbos was my mitzvah? I can't say that now that is my mitzvah. I don't know, it's everything. I remember how I tested. I came in and told my kids, what is my mitzvah? If my kids could yell Shabbos, I know. If my kids, we don't know. We don't know what is your mitzvah. So then you're in a problem. Maybe a guy could take learning also, that would be a mitzvah. Can't say. Now, this is be'etzim the yisoid of the Haredi. It's not only that it's a nice thing that the Rambam said that if you have one mitzvah, you zeich elechai olam haba. But the Haredim explain that is what takes the tree out the water. This is what connects a person to Yiddishkeit, to become a different person out of everyone. I'll tell you, it doesn't disturb. And you don't have to worry, you know, all of my life I'll be stuck with it, so you'll change. I remember my father had a brother. He was lived there 60 years ago, 70 years ago. And my father told me that this brother came to the world to do mitzvah tzitzis. When I was a little kid, I heard from my father. I thought it's strange. So you don't understand, from the time he was a kid, he was in Chicago then, he was trying to get the beged, a bigger beged. He was working so hard to get the beged, he was mamish, going out his way to try. But niputz lishmo, with all of the chumras, with all of the shittas, he managed to put on such a beged. I saw a light on his head. A couple of weeks later he became sick and he died. Years later, I became close to him in Kreisberg. He was a Rosh Hashiva in Skokie in this old days. I think most of the Kreis all Rosh Hashiva's near people. But he told me, you know, your father had a brother. You know, I'm telling you, he came to the world from mitzvah tzitzis. You have to see how this kid was tzitzis. Where he could have grabbed the tzitzis. Everyone that saw him knew that, yeah, but him tzitzis. He was a normal American boy, but tzitzis was a mitzvah for him. He would not play ball without a tzitzis. Tzitzis. So he got a special undershirt. Yeah, you're not yet. It doesn't mean for fruit. It means this is my mitzvah. I go swimming. I have a tzitzis. I have a special tzitzis for Shabbos. I'm not saying everyone has. I'm not saying I have. But you choose a mitzvah. You choose a mitzvah. And that mitzvah makes you to grow. And that, as he said, so I'm saying it's science and gemara. We learn out that for Yemi. Every aver is a aver. Every mitzvah is a aver. And when you have an aver sholem, you can't get into Gehenna. You can't get into Gehenna. The aver sholem, you can't get into Gehenna. That aver helps you to pull out the push, to pull out the mitzvah. He knew Yidden, not everyone could have every madrigo. Guy takes on kibudav. Takes on kibudav. It starts. People in the end, you manage. Like Mo says in Amiroim. Why there was Zeicher? Because there were Makbid and Kibud Av. Kibud Av's mitzvah. Kibud Av was his mitzvah. Was nothing else. Just Kibud Av. How about he did all the other mitzvahs? Again, avoid a tefillah. Now you're young, I want to tell you. It's easy to start. easy to start. And if you miss supik, take two or three mitzvahs at the beginning till you decide where you're falling into. And remember the klal in avodas Hashem. Don't say, you know what, I can't do it. So b'meila, I will not do it. There's no chance that I could do it, so I will not start, I will not try to do it. No. Start where you're good. The younger you start, first, you're longer engaged to the mitzvah. You're longer connected to the mitzvah. When you start, when you're older, like, say that. But your kid knows that is you. This is your mitzvah. This is your place. The derech klal. I know a lot of people that started it and doing it. Change them in a kotze el a kotze. Because, like I said, when you hold on, the Haredi, you pull the tree from one branch that is a strong branch, and you pull it strong, sometimes you could manage, if you're strong enough, to pull it out of the water. When you do everything a little bit, nothing comes out of the water. Nothing comes out. So I think the winter is a time that a person has chutz from his learning and his shtagging, time to take on a mitzvah and to grow. To take a mitzvah and to grow. To decide I'm lifting myself up. I'm saying, Kodesh Baruch Hu gives siyata d'shmaya lefichoch hirbo lehem teiru mitzvos. Zayid. I don't remember now. His first name is Shimi. I want to say his last name. I met him 10 years ago. He was doing okay. He said, you know, I need a mitzvah here. That will be my mitzvah. I told him, it's not simcha. I felt for him that would be the right mitzvah. Tzedakah b'simcha. You give tzedakah b'simcha. You don't have to give what you don't have, but b'simcha. Be happy to give. Make the person to feel $1 million. Then we went to the side, he gave me a check to give to tzedakah for something. He said, first check, tzedakah b'simcha. More from 10th what he had. And then he started to give. He says, by him, if someone knocks on the door, none of the kids is allowed to go because Abba runs to open the door to give the tzedakah. He was in a car in Borough Park, came to visit his in-laws, and he was in Borough Park, and his in-laws gave his kids $2-3. It was little kids, just the first couple of dollars that they had, and they were going. It was a mashuloch was standing near the window and asked for money. The kids begged the father to give their dollars. And then he told me that there was a Yid that came, Rav Scheinberg came to get his son, maybe came to collect money by him. And the most that he could have given was $500. He didn't have more to give him. And he asked really for a lot of money. He said, I only have 500. But you don't know how I'm excited, and I would love to have more. What else I could do for you? And if you deserve it. And he was like so nice. I say, it was the first time he's finding it, yeah? Not sometimes the guy is nice instead of giving him something else, yeah? He said, the guy went out the door. He got the first phone call for his first nursing home. Yeah, today I think he has 30. He learns mistamet 8 hours a day now. With chavrusas. Yeah? He's a real balabas, but he learns. One mitzvah that he took out. And for him, that was that was our mitzvah b'simcha. Yeah, he's that wild. Not that he's wild and he gives money all over the world and everyone's done. No, he gives what he has, but he gives b'simcha to everyone. He's wealthy, but now that he has money, the guy said he's learning 8 hours a day. That is the main part. One mitzvah shtar changes the person. Again, not, and I said, Alamo, when you see the Haredim inside, you can take Sefer Haredim, Sefer Rishen, and Tchilas Achroinim. You'll see that the paragraph after it is, Tzorich Odom Lishmer Eskola Terekulam. Because this Indian is a very stark Indian, but you have to be very careful that it's not on the Cheshbon that you mizalz on the different mitzvahs. Because then the Zgula becomes the Samamogos. But the mitzvah that I keep, and you take out a mitzvah and you don't give up, and you take a mitzvah and you don't give up, that mitzvah could take you far. So Be'ezus Hashem, say again, don't push it off, start. Then it takes a little bit. Takes a little bit. Forget about ruchnias. Think about gashmias. You're 90 years old, and all you ain't niklach when you die. Speak of Arzaydi by him. Chanukah was. From the minute Chanukah came, he oils. He never went away from his house to be able to the shittas. How about it? Everyone, the connected to the mitzvah, that is oil, one neira downstairs, one neira upstairs, is a lot, yeah? To keep the sheet still at 12 o'clock, why not? I'm saying, the chokhmah is to take a mitzvah and to do the mitzvah from side to side. So then you learn the halachas of the mitzvah, you become connected to the mitzvah. And that mitzvah, if you learn the sugyas in chelik, in the end of chelik, it's mamash muchach. That saves a person, Medina Shel Gehenom, and it connects it. It becomes a shaykhus, it becomes a different mitzvah. And the melee, all the avodas Hashem becomes easy. So what the Yitzchak tells you now, one mitzvah not. I'll tell you to be a Ovid and Gansen, not Nagat to me, right? So melee, I don't do nothing. I got Ovid. I'm sitting and learning, you know, I'm saying, I'll be a good yid, general. So nothing happens in there. You want to be a good yid, chusam, I'm telling you one mitzvah, be a good yid. I'm not stopping you to be a good yid. I will try to have one mitzvah. Be the nicest thing, I'll meet all of you in 50 years. But what is your mitzvah? And everyone will have a mitzvah to say. You don't know how good, you don't know how geschmack, how fast it is to have a mitzvah that is your baby. And the mitzvah dear for you, the Goyen already says. The mitzvah has a special oil. That mitzvah comes and lights for you. She lights for you. You could see the Siyata Dishmaya, you could see when the time of the mitzvah comes, everything works out for you. Everything. Sometimes it's Meshunadik. Meshunadik. You have a mitzvah, it just works out. You might be done something I can't explain. I don't like to say different details. Every place you go, Hashem works out that is there, you get it. That's Hashem, we'll have Siyata Dishmaya.